This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there are some great reasons for hope. I'm talking now beyond what any politician or any celebrity or any political advocate says. I'm talking about what ordinary Americans are doing and how Americans are responding to this moment that we live in. It is entirely appropriate that people begin looking at what really matters, which is actually improving the country, healing some of the pain, healing some of the divisions, healing, yes, some of the injustice that may linger in the United States of America, but doing so with an eye on the prize. And what is the prize? The prize isn't nirvana. The prize isn't utopia. The prize is just improving things in our society. And look, one of the problems that America faces right now that they did not speak about at all at the Democratic convention, and there at least is some attention to it in the Republican convention, is the increase in crime and violence across the country. And it is not just a matter of demonstrations that turn violent. It is actually something that has resulted, at least according to most analysts, because of police departments being under siege and finding in city after city after city that they are getting their budgets cut. And that's why I was so encouraged to read a piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal. And the piece said, with a great photograph illustrating it of an activist from Chicago. And the piece headline says, "Some neighborhoods push back on moves to defund police." Dateline Chicago. The piece is by Aaron Elworth and Julie Wernow. 3 days after his 29-year-old son was shot and killed, Keith Harris joined a group of residents who clashed with protesters during a demonstration outside the Chicago Police Department's 7th District Station in the Englewood neighborhood. The turbulent confrontation pitted demonstrators seeking to defund the police against crime-weary residents who say they want the department to better serve them. They quoted Mr. Harris, who they described whose son was killed, Keith Harris. He said, "I don't see how defunding the police is going to help anything in Englewood." A day later, Mr. Harris made funeral arrangements for his son, Keith Richmond. "I'm the last person who would be a police cheerleader because I've had my own run-ins with them," he said. But he added, "What are you going to do when they're not there to protect you?" The Englewood neighborhood in Chicago's South Side is the kind of community that activists say they are fighting to help. It's a poverty-stricken, mostly black area with endemic crime. There have been 200 shootings this year in Englewood, an 80% increase over the same period in 2019. Okay, 200 shootings? That's a shooting every day. And it's appalling. And an 80% increase? Oh, yeah, but if we defund the police, then that ends up being a big success, does it? Of course not. An increasingly vocal number of business owners, community leaders, and residents say they are tiring of calls to defund police departments, viewing protesters largely as outsiders who are unwilling to do the hands-on work they say is required to improve black communities. Nearly 9 in 10 black Americans said major changes were needed to overall policing in the U.S., according to the most recent poll from the Gallup Center on Black Voices. Yet only 22% of black respondents supported the idea of abolishing the police, the poll found, compared with 12% of white respondents. I mean, it's appalling that there are even 20% of black respondents who think abolishing police will help. The intersection at 63rd Street and Ashland Avenue, writes the Wall Street Journal, in the heart of Englewood, is marked by a train line and a few small businesses, including ones boarded up against looting. In the days following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, looters in Englewood attacked a block of businesses in the neighborhood, and some are fearful of further looting. Are we mad enough to support black businesses and invest back into our own communities yet? Said Asia Butler, who's founder of the Resident Association of Greater Englewood. She posted her question on the group's Instagram page last week after protesters came to Englewood and looters descended on other city neighborhoods, including the downtown retail strip known as the Magnificent Mile. Englewood was just getting back to normal before last week's trouble, Ms. Butler said. Some business owners said they needed more support from police than from protesters. Umberto Leon owns a popular T-shirt shop in the neighborhood where tables are piled high with tees selling for as little as $1.50. The only problem with police is that they don't show up, he said. The Chicago Police Department said it always works to protect residents and business owners. Some residents said protesters would do more good working in the neighborhood. They pointed to community groups that give away food and other necessities and a local dance troupe leader who said he pays for practice space from his own pocket. The neighborhood wish list includes a youth center and mental health workers, residents say, as well as police officers who were on the scene quickly when there is trouble. For Mr. Harris, whose son died in a shooting, not by a police officer, but by a civilian, for Mr. Harris, the business of policing is personal. His son was killed when a car accident on August 8th escalated into a guns-drawn altercation. The shooting was among 31 reported in Chicago that weekend, three of them fatal. Look, this is a crucial question to ask anybody. For people who actually support the defund the police mantra, how is that going to help protect people from these 31 victims of shootings in Chicago in one weekend? How is that going to help in any way? And there's another question, and I was engaged in a conversation with my friend and colleague, rockstar Greg Tomlin. And I was recalling, years ago when we had another surge of urban riots. And they were riots in the name of justice. And if you remember the riots, it began with the Watts Riot in 1965 and then through Detroit and Newark. And then more than 150 cities all around the country where they had riots, where they burned down stores and they attacked people and there were people who died. And more than, I believe it's 13,000 people total were arrested. And it went on and went on and went on until the mid-70s. And more radicalism. People wanted to bring down American society. Remember, you had the Symbionese Liberation Army that kidnapped Patty Hearst. There was the Black Panthers. There was all of this radical activism. Did it do any good? What it actually did is tremendous damage to the neighborhoods, to the cities that were most directly impacted, and it set back the cause of justice and understanding. What was the gain from all of the riots in the 60s? Why does anyone actually believe that having riots now in 2020, and God forbid it should continue in 2021, this is the most crucial item that we have, certainly on the national agenda right now, is bringing down this rising level of violence and radicalism and destructiveness. And maybe eliminating segregation proposals from major universities. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVet History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, where we are committed to reporting the facts wherever they fall. And I know that there are lots and lots of people, Republicans, who are very encouraged, uplifted, energized by what looked like a successful first night of the convention. But by one measure, it wasn't successful at all. It was a disaster, in fact. The ratings for the first night of the 2020 Republican National Convention were way down from 2016. And they were way behind the first night of the Democratic Convention. The networks CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN averaged 15.9 million viewers on Monday, yesterday, during the overlapping hour of GOP kickoff coverage beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That according to figures from Nielsen. The figure was 17% below the night one for the Democratic National Convention. By the same measure, it was 18.7 million people who watched the Democrats, 15.9 million who watched the Republicans. There's also, and again, that difference and going in that direction, especially when, I mean, I do think that the Republicans produced a better show. Does that have to do with the fact that there were at least a promise of Hollywood celebrities? I mean, they had Eva Longoria for the Democrats, and the Republicans, did they counter with Kimberly Guilfoyle? I actually think Kimberly Guilfoyle, who was the main squeeze, is that where one allowed to say that? She's the girlfriend, I think is the way they formally describe it, the companion of Donald Trump Jr., who also spoke. But I think Kimberly Guilfoyle had not gotten the memo that she was going to be speaking to an empty auditorium, which everybody was. It was a great location. You could see the pillars. You could see the ornate ceiling. And I think they used the location very well. But she seemed to have the idea that she was actually speaking to a crowd of thousands roaring their approval. Here is what she said about her estimation of the intentions of the Biden-Harris ticket. Listen.
They want to destroy this country and everything that we have fought for and hold dear. They want to steal your liberty, your freedom. They want to control what you see and think and believe so that they can control how you live. They want to enslave you to the weak, dependent, liberal, victim ideology to the point that you will not recognize this country or yourself.
They want to enslave you? Really? And then she concluded her remarks. She got a little bit fired up. And it was sort of like, if you were just watching, it was like watching a roadshow of Evita. She was sort of holding up her arms, and you could imagine that she was expecting the roar of thousands. She concluded her remarks this way.
Stand for an American president who is fearless, who believes in you, and who loves this country and will fight for her. President Trump is the leader who will rebuild the promise of America and ensure that every citizen can realize their American dream. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
That was Kimberly Guilfoyle toward the end of the convention. Look, she definitely has passion and presence. And she, of course, has been a contributor to Fox News. She is an attorney. She, as she explained last night, is a proud Puerto Rican American. I am sure we will be seeing much of her on the campaign trail. Concerning the campaign trail, here are the very latest polls. And I want to keep everybody up to date because this thing is close. And most of the polling data shows that we have moved away from the idea of a double-digit Biden lead. The polling, most recently, the polls released today in Florida, it's which is crucial for both sides. Biden 48, Trump 44. A Biden advantage of 4. How do you think President Trump is doing in Delaware? Not well. It's Delaware. Delaware's 3 electoral votes. Joe Biden is 21 points ahead. New York's electoral votes. Joe Biden is 31 points ahead. But then when it comes to Minnesota, which is a state that Hillary carried, that's a tie, 47-47. Pennsylvania, Biden's lead has narrowed. It is 49-45. Biden ahead by 4. New Hampshire, which is another state that Hillary carried, Biden up by 8. Minnesota, a tie. But here's the one that I think is going to be the biggest challenge to the Trump campaign, without any question. And this is Rasmussen Reports. Rasmussen Reports shows, and it's fascinating, they show that Trump now has an approval rating, according to Matt Rasmussen, of some of the highest he's ever had, 51%. But they asked a question. Do you think America is headed in the right direction or on the wrong track? By 2-1, Americans think we're on the wrong track. 65-30. Only 30% of Americans think we're headed in the right direction. What could change that? Well, clearly, you could change that by a better results on the coronavirus. I wasn't expecting the Republicans to spend as much time on coronavirus as they did. There was one segment of President Trump greeting, in a very affable and winning way, in the White House, a number of first responders, frontline workers, a nurse and a janitor and a truck driver, and people who were very much involved with dealing with the coronavirus crisis. But how else did they deal with that issue at the convention last night? In a surprising, inventive way. We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
The best is yet to come.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. Receive 50% off 50 of any download in the MedVed History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at MichaelMedVed.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, is declaring a state of emergency following 2 nights of rioting and looting after the police shooting of a black man. ever signing the executive order that also increases the presence of the Wisconsin National Guard in Kenosha County. As far as when this will end, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"Our mayors of these cities are allowing it to happen. And too many people in the National Democratic Party are just giving it a wink and a nod. And they think the chaos, I'm afraid, inures to their benefit in the next election."
A trial date is still pending for the confessed Parkland school murderer. Public defenders say they will not be ready to go to trial before the end of the year due to the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, we have a 14th Amendment, which is one of the most important amendments to the Constitution there is. It guarantees that people, regardless of race or color or national origin, must be granted equal protection of the laws. Now, there was a case way back in 1896 called Plessy versus Ferguson that challenged rules about riding on trains that existed in southern states at the time, where it said they had to have black people and white people in separate rail cars. Can you imagine? And that was challenged under the 14th Amendment. And the court said, no, separate but equal is okay. Separate but equal is okay. It says equal protection of the laws. It doesn't mean they have to be thrown together. Now, that was completely overruled in 1954, just about less than 60 years after Plessy, by the famous Brown versus School Board case that declared that school segregation was not allowed, period. And since that time, there's been a fairly consistent understanding that it is wrong and it is illegal, particularly since the Civil Rights Bill of 1964, to separate people according to race. But now there's a petition at New York University to do just that. There's a piece called Segregation Returns to Campus in the National Review by Madeline Kearns. And she quotes from this group. It's an undergraduate activist group called the Black Violets. They created a petition outlining demands. And the campaign was started by two black undergraduates at NYU who claimed that they have noticed that their experience was different from that of their black peers because they had black roommates and their black peers had not. They came to believe that in the classroom, this is a quote, and in resident life, black students bear the brunt of educating their uninformed peers about racism. They concluded that the university does not adequately provide for its black students, and in the petition they said, black students should not be forced to do the labor of explaining cultural touchstones like hair rituals and advocating for their humanity within their own homes. There is not one space on campus entirely dedicated to black student life. Black Lives Matter cannot be reduced to a slogan sent in university-wide emails. Now is the time for NYU to create tangible change to support its black students. We are hoping that black living communities can spark a new effort toward comprehensive black inclusion across NYU. Now, and initially, the reports were that the university had agreed with the petition and that they were going to create some separate black dormitory floors where you'd have an entire floor that would just be black students. It turns out, to its credit, that the most recent updates show that NYU officials said, no, we don't approve of this. NYU does not have and will not create student housing that excludes any housing based on race. Okay, so that's a good thing. However, this is not a good thing. There is the National Association of Scholars, which is a conservative organization that is meant to investigate issues across the country. They conducted an investigation called Separate But Equal, which was that old Plessy versus Ferguson idea. Neo-segregation in American higher education. And they went to 173 different public and private universities, pulling from all 50 states. In 43% of the schools, they had some form of residential segregation. In other words, if you wanted to live in an all-black dorm or on an all-black floor, you could. But that, it seems to me, is outrageous. They also found that 46% of the schools they went to had segregated orientation programs. In other words, they had special orientation programs for black people. 72%, they say, had segregated graduation ceremonies. Now, I know something about that, and I think that they should have explained in this article that part of what they do is the black students participate in the main graduation ceremony, then they have a separate side ceremony, additional, for black students, fine if you want to do that. But the idea of segregation now being acceptable as a goal because people don't want to explain hair rituals to their classmates, it seems to me if this was in the other direction, it would be an outrage. And this, the demand that we have a right to segregated student housing, seems to me a bit of an outrage, too. Speaking of outrages, and I don't think it's an outrage at all. I think it's a very successful attempt to deal with a difficult issue. At the convention last night, the most effective answer on the charges of Trump did a terrible job on the coronavirus was a video, very slickly produced by the Republican National Committee. And it started off, this is clip number 6, Jeremy, it started off by showing some of the Democrats, famous Democrats, who had underestimated the virus in the early days of the pandemic. Listen.
From the very beginning, Democrats, the media, and the World Health Organization got coronavirus wrong. The World Health Organization said, authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission.
Overall, most people should not be terribly concerned about
everything's fine here. We do want to say to people, come to Chinatown. Here we are. Come join us.
We don't even think it's going to be as bad as it was in other countries.
Go about your lives. Go about your business.
Okay, those last two, of course, were Mayor de Blasio of New York and Governor Cuomo of New York. And then the video went on to tout some of the well-known actions that President Trump has taken.
One leader took decisive action to save lives. President Donald Trump, banning travel from China and coronavirus epicenters. Biden charged xenophobia. But President Trump was right. Signing the CARES Act, providing immediate relief to American families, workers, and businesses. Declaring a national emergency. Tapping into $42 billion in existing emergency funding. Quickly getting crucial personal protective equipment to the states. Signing the Family First Coronavirus Response Act, ensuring that American families and businesses impacted by the virus receive the strong support they need, launching Operation Warp Speed to fast-track a vaccine in record time.
Okay, the question, of course, would be shot back. Why is it that America, with all of our wealth and all of our power, why should we be so overrepresented in the deaths from coronavirus? We are 22% of the deaths from coronavirus, and we are 4% of the world's population. And right now they're saying that Spain has another outbreak and it's joining America's the outlier. If you look at the most recent figures, and they're very encouraging just the last couple of days, where it looks like the new cases are going down, the death rate is going down slightly. We went up, we went sharply down, then there was an attempt at reopening and we went up again. Is it appropriate to blame all of it on President Trump? Of course not. And part of the difficulty that America faced, and by the way, they have the same thing in Spain, apparently, and the reports about why Spain is doing so badly, is deferring to local and very different approaches. The whole question about a lockdown, there are now questions about a city in Brazil, major city, where they did no lockdown, but the virus kind of went away. Is it herd immunity? And where do we go from here? And what Little Herd speech, it was Little Herd because the networks cut away from it, was the most important last night. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're talking about the produced video by the Republican National Committee for the Republican National Convention last night about what may end up being the most consequential issue in this entire campaign, which is, of course, the coronavirus. And the video that was produced for the convention actually ended with very telling and effective clips of leading Democrats praising President Trump. And it's very much relevant to one of the debates that we've been having over the last 48 hours. Here's what that video from the Republican convention sounded like in its conclusion. Listen.
He said everything that I could have hoped for. Promise made, promise kept.
He is ready, willing, and able to help.
He has been responsive. He's done a lot of good things.
What the federal government did was a phenomenal accomplishment.
In our hour of need, you all literally are helping us in a big way. We were at the edge, and this is life or death stuff, and we're forever thankful for that.
Soon, we will emerge safer, stronger, and greater than ever.
That was it. Featured, by the way, Governor Gavin Newsom of California, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, and talking in lavishly praising terms of President Trump. And by the way, this goes to something that the governor's brother, Chris Cuomo, said that we played for you before, where he said, well, we don't fact-check Dems because Democrats don't lie. Okay, Chris, your brother clearly either lied at the Democratic convention or he lied before. And it was striking, and there really did need to be more attention to it, because he made a video for the Democratic convention in which he talked about President Trump, a disaster, incompetent, it was terrible. Now, either that was a lie, or when he was praising lavishly President Trump and his cooperation and how much he did for the city of New York, he said those things before. Now, they both can't be true. And it's a very, very real problem when you have that kind of contradiction. Here's another feature of the convention. I was very bothered because at NBC Network, they tuned out for this speech, and it was one of the most important speeches last night. It was from a Cuban businessman, an immigrant from Cuba, named Maximo Alvarez, who told the story about his family and about what it meant to him to come to America. Listen.
I heard the promises of Fidel Castro, and I can never forget all those who grew up around me, who looked like me, who suffered and starved and died because they believed those empty promises. They swallowed the communist poison pill. If you have a chance, go to the Freedom Tower in Miami. Stop and listen. You can still hear the sounds of those broken promises. It is the sound of waves in the ocean carrying families clinging to pieces of wood. Families with children who can't swim, but willing to risk everything to reach this blessed land.
And then he concludes with his gratitude for the United States. Listen.
I may be a Cuban born, but I am 100% American. This is the greatest country in the world. And I said this before. If I gave away everything that I have today, it would not equal 1% of what I was given when I came to this great country of ours. The gift of freedom. Right now, it is up to us to decide our fate and to choose freedom over oppression. President Trump, he's fighting the forces of anarchy and communism. And I know he will continue to do just that.
That's Maximo Alvarez in a powerful address. He clearly got deeply emotional at the end of his speech. And look, the Cuban-American community in Florida is a very important segment of a very, very important state. But aside from that, one of the things that they highlighted in the most recent Wall Street Journal poll is President Trump is doing better among Latino voters than he did the first time around. And the first time around, he had 28% of the Latino vote. Now, if the election were held today, apparently it'd get 31%. And clearly, they made a real attempt at this convention, it seems to me, to try to broaden that appeal, which is, of course, crucial to the future of the Republican Party. Now, something that is indicative, I don't think, of the future at all, but sort of looking back in the past, is a new film that came out that tries to be a family adventure comedy. And does it have the funny moments in it? It certainly does. Does it have a hardworking and gifted cast? Yes. So what's wrong, if anything, about The Sleepover? You'll find out. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Two middle-class teenagers have to spring into action with their friends when their parents are kidnapped. But then they find out the mother, played by Malin Ackerman, has a colorful background as a master jewel thief in The Sleepover, streaming now on Netflix.
We're big-time smugglers.
Then you went into witness protection.
Everything was my fault.
I don't think your mom is just a regular mom.
But this is a very regular movie in the one crazy night genre as the kids and their mom face off against vicious criminals. Dad is really a problem, however. Ken Marino is a shameless overactor trying to get laughs out of vomit and poop and dismally detracting from the movie's otherwise genial goofiness. It's not officially rated, but the martial arts action and gunplay would probably yield a PG. Only two stars for this Sleepover. You'll be glad to wake up.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
One of the reasons, it seems to me, that the ratings were disappointing last night for the Republican convention is because President Trump spoke in the morning. He wasn't part of the convention proceedings. And somehow Nikki Haley and Tim Scott, who were the featured speakers, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Jr., they are not as well known and ratings grabbers. Now, tonight, the big speech is a very controversial speech already, and we haven't even heard it. It's being recorded and then sent over from Jerusalem. It's a speech by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And look, the Republicans are smart about this. And I know people say that, well, he's a Secretary of State, he's on a trip abroad, he's meeting with Israeli leaders, he shouldn't mix politics into it. He's speaking officially in his personal capacity. I'm not sure the location they're going to be broadcasting from Jerusalem. I've heard it's going to be from the roof where there's a gorgeous view of the King David Hotel. This is another opportunity. The Democrats never mentioned Israel, which is astonishing for a party that commands almost 80% of the Jewish vote. I mean, it's really a sad thing. And Mike Pompeo is going to be speaking, I believe, about some of President Trump's foreign policy achievements, including this new deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. So that will be happening. We're also going to be hearing from two more children of President Trump, having heard from Donald Jr. last night, and many others. And tomorrow we'll talk about some of the challenges and some of the anomalies in this campaign. For instance, there's a Pew Center report where it takes a look at the approval ratings for President Trump. And they really haven't changed. It doesn't depend upon the economy, apparently. He solidly gets about 40%, 40 to 45% approval. And then the rest of the country disapproves. Is there anything he can do to change that, to get the majority approval rating that he ideally would have going into an election? We will talk about that. And then there's a difference of agreement between Trump and Biden supporters, not only about the country's direction, but about its past. Where does that disagreement highlight? We will talk about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.